We continue our Wahoo Week coverage with Rajay Davis. And, of course, Rajay, first of all, welcome back to Cleveland. Well, we're in Arizona right now, but how does it feel to be back in this clubhouse surrounded by a bunch of guys that you know pretty well?
I'm just thankful, really, for an opportunity to be able to play again, especially with some guys I'm familiar with, and I've gained friendships and a lot of relationships with that, you know, that has been really good relationships. So I'm just thankful to be back here in a winning organization that knows how to run a good program.
How attractive was that to come to an organization that has won a lot of baseball games and has been on the cusp the past couple of years, as you know very well?
I mean, I think that's what we play for, you know, as players. We want to win, and we want to win the big guy, you know, that World Series. And that's what we're all shooting for. We're all trying to win the big trophy and be able to be the last team standing. That's a feat in itself. That's not everyone gets that opportunity, but when you're on a team that's special like this, and you got an opportunity to be able to contribute, that's an honor.
How was your role this year explained? When you sat down with Chris, you sat down with Tito, what do they expect out of you as far as coming into spring training and hopefully beyond?
Well, this team is obviously not set yet, and you know, roles change as the course of the season moves on. And you know, you just go in there, you just try to contribute whatever the manager says, whatever he feels, whatever you can do to be prepared and ready to help a ball club win. That's what it is. Whatever it is.
When you've had a year away, does it almost give you a new perspective as to how special this team and how special this organization is?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
When you've been away for a year, does it kind of give you a perspective now as to how special this team and how special this organization is?
It didn't have to be away to know how special this team is. It didn't have to you know, go any farther. The talent's here, you know, the manager's here, you know, the leader's here, you know, so that's not a difficult thing. It's just going out there and taking care of business on the field.
I know you've been asked this a million times, but my opportunity to ask you about Game 7 of the 2016 World Series, that moment that will live forever, just kind of take us through that, take the WEOL listeners through that as far as what that meant for you just to be in that type of situation.
Just for, you know, Tito to have that trust in me to be able to start that game and finish that game is one thing right there. Says a lot about him and what he felt in me and the confidence he had in me to be in that situation and be able to help to contribute to the team. I'm just thankful for that opportunity. Obviously, that opportunity doesn't come if Guyer's not on second. You know, if Guyer doesn't hit a double, you know, if Ramirez doesn't, you know, go infield single, you know, that never happens. You know, it's a team game. I just happen to be the guy up at the right time.
When you look at this ball club, as far as 2018 is concerned, what stands out for you now that you come back? What is one thing about this team that really stands out to you as you now come back for this year?
I think guys are just a little bit more seasoned. Guys have a little bit more experience, a little bit more knowledgeable, with a little bit more of a chip on the shoulder. And I think that's a good thing. And I think just with the group of talent we have in this room and the hunger and the thirst to win, I think this ball club will be all right.
Rajay, it's interesting you say that because a couple of times during the offseason, Tito has used the term, we're going to come out with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And Tito obviously measures his words very carefully. So that type of situation in which you're so close, that can really fuel a team. That can motivate a team from what you're saying and from what he said.
Well, I mean, it starts with the leader. It starts with those who have, you know, put this team together. And if they're, you know, saying it, then, you know, that trickles on down to the rest. And that's what you need. And that's what helps fuel the fire. And, you know, just us getting together as a group, deciding what direction we're going to go. We all know what direction we're going to go because we're following Tito, you know, and he's leading us to you know, win and win today, you know, and do whatever we can do to win for today.
Is that one of the driving forces, or is he one of the driving forces that brings you back to have in essence, a Hall of Fame manager in that dugout. That's kind of the reason that you come back and put the Indians uniform on?
Well, absolutely. Teeter knows what he's doing. He knows how to manage a team. He knows how to communicate effectively with players, and he knows how to draw out of players and get more out of a player than others are capable of doing. And that's a skill that he has acquired. That's a skill that he's learned, and that's a skill that, you know, he's real good at.
Hey, it's great to have you back. Good luck this year.
All right, thanks for having me.